Daylight saving this weekend, Te Anau shaking it up a bit. When they put their clocks forward, they're not going to move them back. Gives them an extra hour, basically forever. They're promoting it as Te Anau time. Now, the Hobbiton boss, Russell Alexander's with us on this. Russell, morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mike.
Now, you're not in Te Anau, obviously, but you like it?
Yeah, no, I've been there a few times, or two or three times, and had a great time.
Would you move your clock forward at Hobbiton, or would you need the whole region, the whole city? What would you do? How would you do it?
Well, I haven't thought too much about that, but yeah, I love great daylight savings. Great idea. Great concept.
Well, is it as good in winter?
Well, any time that gives us more daylight hours is good, isn't it?
I suppose it is. What's the counter? What was always the counter argument to doing it? The farmers didn't like it or something. Was it the farmers who didn't like it? I can't remember. I've always liked it going forward an hour.
Always liked it, but yeah, it's a bit hard on those that get up early.
Do you think, yeah, that's right, it is too. Do you think that people would adjust to it, or do you think it's a gimmick?
Oh, a bit of both, to be honest. People would adjust to it, but yeah, of course, it's a gimmick and it's a great idea. And I think, aren't they trying to slow down a bit and take your time, spend more time there?
And you have more time and you've got an extra hour, why wouldn't you? How's your business going? Where are you at?
Oh, obviously, it's tough. We were based on international tourism, so there ain't too many international tourists. So, yeah, you know, we're obviously got a lot less staff. But we planned for all this, so, you know, in the last... I'm not saying way back plan for it. In the last 12 months, if you didn't know there was a possibility of this, there's something wrong.
Yeah. What's domestic made up for it at all or not really?
Oh, it's, what is it, I don't know, 13% of what we used to be.
Wow. So how long can you do that? Because the borders are closed until at least the end of the year. You're hopeful for 2022?
Oh, absolutely hopeful. Look, we can't expand or do anything too much while the international borders, but we were fine under strained conditions, obviously, when it was full domestic, but you know, you can't keep going without Auckland, can you?
No, you can't. What do you got in the background? Is that a cow?
Yeah, there's a cow over in the paddock there.
Good on you. All right, nice to catch up, Russell. Appreciate it very much. Russell Alexander, Hobbiton boss, and cow with us this morning.